is the question that he begins to ask in his mind. What is matter? Why did he get this question? Because everything that he saw around, he saw everything was matter. This body is matter. The train was material. The trees that were passing were also material. The grounds and landscapes that he was seeing were all matter. So, this was the question which came to his mind, what is matter? Now, can anybody answer the question, what is matter? He began to ask this question, but no answer was coming in his mind, what is matter? Yes, I've got five young, good answers, good. I'll start from here.
Matter is everything that occupies space.
Excellent. Matter is everything that occupies space. Good. Same? Good. Yes?
Matter is mass, but weight and all.
Matter?
Mass, weight.
Mass and weight. Good.
Mass is everything that's solid, liquid or gas.
Pardon?
Mass
is everything that's solid, liquid or gas.
Good. Matter is that which is solid, liquid and gas. Excellent. Then, good, there are five people, no? 1, 2, 3. Where are the other two from this side? But I'm very pleased with your answers. Anything that occupies space is matter. Yes?
Anything that you can sense also is matter?
Anything that you can see.
Sense.
Anything that you can sense. Excellent. Even better. I'm extremely pleased with your answers. Extremely pleased. Yes?
Time.
Huh?
Time.
Time. Time is matter. This is Einstein. Excellent. Excellent. Time that you cannot see with your eyes, he says, is also matter. This is what Einstein said. Time that you cannot see is the fourth dimension of matter. Yes?
Matter is
matter. Matter is that which you find all around. Excellent. I think you should write down all these answers because each one of these answers is correct. So now you have collected all the ideas that you have with regard to matter. This is the way of studying. Before you study matter, you have collected all the ideas. What is matter? So he collected all these ideas. I did not tell you, but now you have told me his answers, and these are his answers in his own mind. He had studied physics already to some extent. So he knew what was matter, and he gave all these answers. So you write down all these answers, Very good answers. That which occupies space. Then, that which you can sense. That which is all around you. That which is in the state of either solid or liquid or gas. And matter is time. Excellent. All these good ideas. Any left out? Any left out? I think I have connected all the ideas, no? Good. Now we start study. This is the beginning of study. What is study? You begin, you collect all the ideas you have so far, which he collected now, and he says, now let me see what is matter. Then he took a piece of dust, which was in the compartment of the train. It's also matter, no? A particle of dust is matter, right? So he took up a particle of dust and he asked, if I break it further, what remains?
Small particle of it.
Pardon?
Small pieces.
Supposing there's a particle of dust and you break it and you get small pieces. Then he said, let me break further. Then what happens? Yes? Yes, molecules, yes, good. Yes.
You have atoms.
You have atoms. You have got atoms, you have got molecules. Good. Then, now you break further. That was his question. He's now studying matter. Imagine in his own mind. The train is running. But his mind was full of questions. Yes. Pardon?
Neutrons and protons.
Good. Now you break further. That was his question. You break further. He's studying matter. You break further. And now his mind was blocked. He was tired. He was starting the study of matter, and this was his first experiment. Take a particle of dust and break it. And break it, and break it, and break it. And the mind was blocked. By this time, the train was now entering into Bombay Central. You know, Bombay Central is a big station in Bombay. And as he entered into Bombay Central, normally when you see a new place, you feel excited. You want to see all around. But here this young boy, he had many, many ideas in his mind. Such a big occupation in the mind. He remembered Narad, Sanat Kumar, information, ideas, knowledge, originality, novelty. And now new questions about creativity, about style. And then there's new questions about matter. He was not able to come to a conclusion. There was no joy in his heart in seeing this Bombay. A city which excites everybody, with tall buildings and trams and buses and humdrum of life, hustle and bustle. The boy didn't feel anything of the kind. His mind was full of these questions in his mind. His mind was stumped. You know the meaning of stumped? When you are stumped, what happens? You know the meaning of stumped, being stumped? Yes?
Oh,
good, excellent. What is your name?
Angelo.
Huh?
Angelo.
Angelo. Oh, good, excellent. Where do you become immobile? Yes?
Being
stuck, yes, good. You become immobile, you become stuck, yes.
Paralyzed.
Paralyzed, good. His mind was paralyzed. This is very important. A young boy coming from Jodhpur, a small village, coming to Bombay. His mind is now stunned. There is no joy. No excitement, no fun. The mind is full of questions, there is no answer, and the mind is stunned. Videsh, who is with him now, takes him in a taxi and goes to his house. It's a huge house again. He was in a big house. In Bombay, Videsh has a very huge house. His house is called White House. The house itself is called White House. Beautiful White House. The whole color was white. Beautiful. If you go to Bombay, you go to Malbagan. There's a beautiful place near the sea. You know, Bombay is situated on an ocean, on the bank of an ocean. And on the ocean, There are three places which are very beautiful. One is called Malabar Hill. That is on a hill near the ocean. Second part is called Chopati. It's the middle part of the ocean, the bank of the ocean. And on the third part is the Queen's Necklace. A beautiful round is called Queen's Necklace. So if you stand at the ocean's bank, you can see these three things simultaneously. One day if anybody gives a picture, have a picture of Bombay, or you can show the picture of Bombay and you will see this beautiful crescent. Now this house was located on Malabar Hill, on a hill. So the car went up to the hill and stopped at a huge building which was on the, it was written on it, White House. Beautiful house. Now tomorrow we shall see this White House. Alright, and see what it contains and how the boy now moves forward. Alright?